Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Mark Tupper and Tupper on sports, plus we'll have April Kostinski in for candidate for Macon County Treasurer and our countdown to opening day with Heinkels. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You know, we are just a few weeks away from the primary. One of the things I don't like about the state of Illinois is that you have to choose a party for the primary. I'd rather vote for the person, and I think that eliminates some of that. But that's the choice we have. And so coming up on, what is it, the 20th?
Yes, sir.
You'll have a Democrat ticket or a Republican ticket. And you have a lot that's going on. On the Democrat side, you got a sheriff's race, you know, where you have a couple of candidates. So people are going to have to make a choice there. Obviously, we got, I don't know how many, how many total people are running for governor on the actual ballot?
Oh, God.
Oh, there's two on the Republican side. How many, are there six on the Democrat side or is it five?
I believe it's five.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, right? I highly encourage you, though, to find out about what's going on locally, because there's not a lot, to be honest, that you can do about Springfield. And I know I hate to say that, but I'm just sort of at that place, and there's not a lot you can do about what's going on in Washington, D.C., but you can have an impact on what happens here in your county or your city. And so we have dedicated time on this show to be able to introduce you to the candidates that are running. April is with us. She's a candidate for Macon County Treasurer. I think some people hear Circuit Clerk, County Clerk, Treasurer, they're not really sure what all of these individual offices do. It's confusing to the voters, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. Until you really get involved and learn what these each office does, you know, it can be very confusing.
All right. So first of all, let's just start at the beginning and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure.
Because you're not a professional politician.
That's right.
So give us some of your background. Tell us about your family and, sure, and what you do here in Macon County.
Well, I am a fourth generation born and raised here in Macon County. I graduated from Eisenhower High School in 95. I went on to get my bachelor's in business administration and information technology from the University of Illinois at Springfield. After that, I worked at Decatur Memorial Hospital, and most recently, I am with Dr. Stuart Baker.
Okay, and we know Dr. Baker. Yes. He's a great guy.
Yes.
So what made you want to do this? You know, I mean, were you, you know, did somebody approach you, or were you drafted? Did you, yeah, I mean, want to do this on your own? How did this start?
Well, my why started probably 5 years ago. I had a good friend that was involved in local politics, and I wanted to get involved in the community, and he recommended that I get involved with the party, become a precinct committee person, and so I did, and then the doors just kept opening. I became the treasurer for the party and have been for 3 years.
Okay.
And then this opportunity came up, and I just felt like it would be a good fit, that it was something that I could do, and so here I am.
All right. So how do you find it out there? We were having this conversation off the air. You know, the political mood in this country, no matter what party you are, I honestly believe the largest growing segment are people that don't affiliate with either party. They're just, yes, sort of tired of all of this. Does that translate when you're knocking on doors or talking to people for the first time saying you're running for office, or do you find the people engaged here locally?
I have found everyone to be very supportive. I know a lot of people in the community, but even just canvassing and knocking on doors, everybody has been very kind and very supportive.
Okay. So in a nutshell, if we had to like get on an elevator for six or seven floors, mm-hmm, and you were to explain to me or the voters out there what it is the treasurer's office does, what will you do if elected by the folks?
Well, the treasurer is responsible for collecting and distributing property taxes that keep our essential services going, such as the sheriff, the state's attorney, animal control, and many others. They are also responsible for safeguarding those assets by managing and investing county funds that provide taxpayers the greatest return on their tax dollars.
All right, so you have to take the money, you collect the money, you invest,
yes,
the money, you make sure you're getting a good return on the money, being safe with it. And taxes are something that people are very particular about now.
Sure.
I mean, because it seems to most people we're paying more taxes than we've ever paid in the history of ever paying taxes, yet government bodies seem to be out of money everywhere.
Sure.
And I think more taxes, you know,
yes,
is not on anybody's radar. But
right,
but they want to know that what they're paying in on their property taxes is actually getting being used for the biggest bang for their buck, right?
Absolutely.
And I think most people want to support the state's attorney's office and our law enforcement, and they feel like that's a fair way to spend their tax dollars.
Absolutely. I have found that across the board.
Okay. So why did you want to run? Your opponent will be Mr. Yoder, who, do you remember how mad he got at us the last
I'm trying to remember what the row was all about.
Oh, he was a horrible guest. I don't know.
He came in
and it was like just hard to even like. And then he like canceled. Like he purchased like $500 in advertising or something.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. And I don't think I've spoken to him since. And I don't see him at anything.
Is it important
as a public office holder to be out there so the people to be accessible to the people? I guess.
Absolutely, and that is exactly what I'm running on. My main campaign platform is that I will be a full-time treasurer. I will be hands-on and accessible to all taxpayers.
I mean, it's a full-time job.
It is a full-time job, but as an elected official, you have to only work one day a year by the law. I don't believe that is correct, and I would be in the office. That is why I am saying I will be a full-time treasurer, and I will be there every day so that when...
Is that a problem now, in your estimation?
Well, I am not currently in the office, so it's hard to speak for that.
Okay.
But
clearly you're running because you think things need to be changed.
That is correct.
Right.
Yes.
And so what's the plan then? You know, we obviously get past the primaries and you've got a general election. You got to go out and do the things that nobody wants to do, right? Raise money, do things like that. Do you find that part of it tough? I mean, I think that's maybe one of the hardest things that people that don't have a political career in mind have the hardest thing to do is to ask people for money.
Sure. I mean, all of this has been a first with it being my first time running. So it's all been challenging, but in its own way, it's very rewarding. You know, I've said all along, even no matter what aspires from this whole situation, I have learned a lot about myself and am very blessed for going through this situation.
All right. If people want to get involved in your campaign or, you know, volunteer mm-hmm. or donate or be a part of it, how do they contact you?
Sure. My website, april4treasurer.com, has all that information. And from there, you can go to my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram also.
Okay. So obviously, you're watching what's happening nationally. People, I don't know how excited they are about this primary. Do you anticipate a good turnout? I mean, I know... What was the latest count for early voting from Steve Bean?
725.
I mean, that's not a lot. I mean, just looking back, what do you think will happen this election year? Will people get engaged, or is it just sort of people are so turned off that they just have a hard time anymore following?
Sure. Primaries don't generally draw out a lot of people. That's just the way it is.
You would think, though, with this governor's race that there would be some interest because both sides have opponents. I mean, there's multiple choices.
Yes, absolutely. And I know that the sheriff's race is bringing out maybe more than usual. And so that is very helpful. But we'll have to see on March 20th.
All right. County government is a very... I think it's hard for most people to understand. There are so many, you know, people on the county board, and it's such a large area. And then you have all these sub-departments, whether it's the sheriff's office, the state's attorney's office. And then when we hear about bonuses being paid or we hear about, you know, things, but yet the budget crisis, how does it all work as far as you see it? I mean, you're elected to run an office, mm-hmm. but you still have a kind of a county board to answer to.
Sure. And that is one thing that I've talked about in my campaign that, you know, I do feel like there needs to be better unity within the treasurer's office with the county board and other county offices. And that is something that I will work hard for and strive to do my best in that area.
Yeah, I just think I remember this story, you know, back in the fall and into December where it seems like, you know, when government's saying we're out of money, you know, handing out $7,000 bonuses, you know, in the private world, that doesn't make any sense at all. That you're just sort of taking this and saying, well, here's some bonuses on top of raises you've already paid.
Correct.
But who's decision is that?
Is the treasurer's decision. I mean, he legally... you know, can do those things, but you have to think of the bigger picture too, the board and the taxpayer money, you know, is that something that you feel is the right thing to do? And so I guess everybody's answer might be different for that.
Yeah. I just think you save money, in my opinion, in the private world, you know, if somebody leaves and you've got salary left over in a line item, you use that to help the bottom line.
Absolutely.
You don't use that to sort of, well, she's not here, so we've got extra money, so we'll just give everyone a bonus.
Right. Well, and it should go back into the county fund.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that would just fiscally, if you're in tight times, that would be the best thing. I mean, that's what Dr. Baker would do, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what any business would do.
Absolutely.
All right. So what's the plan then? You get through the primary. You've got it seems like a long time till November, right? But
it
you'll
does.
Blink and it'll be here.
Absolutely.
So you're going to get out and talk to the folks, knock on doors, march in parades, all
keep
of the
doing,
above?
Keep doing all that. We've been doing all that up to this point. So, yeah, we'll just keep doing all the same.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure meeting you. And I'm glad citizens want to run for office. I worry that the ugly political times we live in will keep good people from wanting to actually get out and be involved.
Sure.
You know?
It's
a concern, right?
Yes, absolutely. And local government is such an important part of our everyday lives here. It touches all of us in essential ways that people just don't even know. And so I agree. They need to get out and vote and be involved.
All right. April Kostinski, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. She's running for Macon County Treasurer, and you can vote for her on the ballot on the 20th on the Democrat side. We'll take a break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
We have a chance of rain showers this afternoon, mixing with some snow later this evening. Increasing clouds and highs near 45. For tonight, 50% chance of snow showers with lows around 28 degrees. Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 35. And Thursday, mostly sunny, highs near 36 degrees. It is currently 35 degrees in downtown Decatur.